Geek Radio Daily for Monday, July 13th, 2009. It's all the geek, and holy God, it's Monday the 13th.
Can you believe it? It's frightening.
That's just wrong.
What are we supposed to do? Fallout shelters and everything?
Just go nowhere near a summer camp.
That's Friday the 13th. You're like, well, at least it's Friday. You know, you got that going for
Monday
you.
Plus the 13th?
Yeah, Monday and the 13th put together. It's dogs and cats living together.
It's just, apocalypse. It doesn't make sense. We're trying to make some sense of it ourselves over there. That would be the vicar.
Jeez, I need some drugs.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
Wow. You like to start your week off.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the way to go, I think. Start high and...
Okay, then. Well, then. Hi, everyone. I'm Billy Flynn.
Namaste, you guys.
You are a sick man sometimes.
Namaste.
This date, 1836, Sir John Ruggles of Thomaston, Maine, received patent number one from the U.S. Patent Office under the new patent numbering system. Before him, there had been 9,957 non-numbered patents issued. His was for a traction wheel used in locomotive steam engines.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what is it? There's
hot
great trivia right
damn.
There, man.
This date in 1917, the Virgin Mary appeared to the children of Fatima, Portugal.
Hello.
Hi there, little kids. Go get
and from now on, she's been
cone.
Called Our Lady of Fat.
That's exactly right. This date in 1938, spectators paid 25 cents to witness the first television theater that opened in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh.
It was a variety show with dancing and song lasting about 45 minutes, attended by 200 people, acts performed on a floor above the theater, transmitted downstairs by TV.
Wow, this is happening 14 feet away, and you can see it.
And you can pay 25 cents for it.
Wowzers.
And of course, on this date, 1985, Live Aid. I mean, Live Aid was on this date.
Was this
back
date?
In 85.
Right here, that's right. The only thing I have to add there, in 1923, the Hollywood sign was dedicated in the hills above Hollywood.
Hollywood Land.
Los Angeles, originally reading Hollywood Land.
Until
that's
the
right.
Rocketeer blew up the park.
The last four letters were dropped after the Rocketeer blew them away. That's what it says, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. So that's what I've got. Other than, of course, birthdays, in 100 B.C.,
yes.
Julius Caesar was born.
Oh.
Apparently, we know Caesar's birthday. As a genealogist, you know how irritating that is?
It's crazy.
I've got great-grandparents. What's that, three generations that I can't find a death date for? Oh, but there's Caesar! 100 B.C., we know that.
Everyone was keeping track of him.
I know. They were paying more attention.
Well, just as important, sir, Tom Kenny is 47. That's the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, okay. Very
so,
cool. Dr. John Dee was born on this day in 1527. Queen Elizabeth's court, magician or,
he was a
spy, but he was also a magician. Yeah.
Well, that's magical.
Well, he was also, sure, John Dee. And you know some of this occult stuff.
A little bit.
You're kind of interested in some of that. The whole Enochian magical system. That was John Dee.
Oh, that's John Dee.
Yeah, that's John Dee put that together.
Okay, Cameron. Cameron Crowe's 52, writer-director, such things as Say Anything, Jerry Maguire, and of course the immortal Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Of course.
Almost Famous rocks, too.
1940, Patrick Stewart, who will be with us at Dragon Con. He's
charging $200 a pop.
Yeah, no lie. He was born in 40, and Harrison Ford born in 42.
I don't think we're doing shots with Patrick Stewart.
Oh, he'll be there.
We ain't got that kind of money there.
No, he'll be there. That's right. He'll charge $80 a shot to do it with him.
Cheech is 63, sir.
Hey, cool.
So good for him. Harrison Ford, 67.
Nice.
And Robert Forster is 68. Sure, he was in Mulholland Drive. Sure, he was in Jackie Brown, but we're going to best know him from Alligator because that was
Alligators.
A fun damn movie.
Nice.
Which may or may not be on television this evening.
Oh, okay. You want to do TV? Let's
Might
do TV.
Well.
Really, your night is already called for. You can forget it. You don't have to look at anything else.
Okay.
Because AMC American Movie Classics is rolling out Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You know what they're following that up with?
No, I didn't look.
Stir Crazy.
Oh, nice.
So, two funny movies.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
I like
right
some
there.
Gene Wilder in a chicken costume. That's nice.
What about in movies? ABC, right. The Bachelorette, The Final Three, Head to Hawaii, Here Come the Newlyweds, The Final Two, Compete, I Don't Care.
For no reason that I can derive, except that it does take place in the country.
Yes.
CMT, Country Music Television, is showing Field of Dreams.
Oh.
It's in the countryside, right? Huh. Country, right?
Tenuous at
okay.
best.
I know.
Tonight on E!, it's The Insanely Pampered. The Secret Life of a Hollywood Dog.
I saw that.
Of your purse.
In my notes, I have Insanely Pampered Hollywood Dogs. Really? Are we this desperate for entertainment?
Apparently we are. It's the summer. No one's
so
making
too.
New programming.
Oh, the Oxygen Channel tonight, because there's nothing that women... Because that's one of those TV for chicks channels, you know.
Yes,
there's
it
nothing
is.
That women want to watch more, apparently, than Dance Your Ass Off, Stripping Off the Pounds.
I could watch that under the right circumstances.
But it's not the right circumstances.
It's
on Dance Your Ass Off. That means the insanely heavy members of the show who are trying to publicly humiliate themselves to lose some LBs, they're going to be doing pole dancing.
Okay, fine. We'll go it for curiosity's sake, okay?
They thought they said polar, and they got thinking Klondike bar. That's what this is.
Family Channel, Secret Life of an American Teenager. George and Ashley trying to help Amy make it or break it. It's a long day of training. Sci-Fi Channel, Next Generation Marathon, including the one where Wesley leaves.
Oh, no.
So there you go.
What are we going to do without Wesley?
Have a good show.
Damn.
Turner deal. Classic Movies, Bullets or Ballots, Edward G. Robinson, Joan Blondell, Humphrey Bogart. Good time.
Nice.
Showtime with a new episode of Weeds, but if we're watching anything, it is going to be on the Hallmark Channel because Wounded by a Rival Outlaw, a gunman takes refuge with a Quaker family. Yes, tonight it is Luke Perry and Lou Diamond Phillips starring in Angel and the Bad Man.
I have an image.
An image? No, no, please. You can talk over the drops.
I've got an image of the two of them wearing the Quaker Oaks, Quaker Oats guy wig and hat. Lou Diamond Phillips in the little Puritan hat and wig. That's going to be dead
and
sexy.
And sitting right over there is Wilford Brimley going, and it's the right thing to do. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Several
years ago, a friend turned me on to a recording by renowned Tuvan artist Kongar Ol Ondeir.
Oh, did the Tuvan throat singing?
Yes.
Nice.
On his album, Back to the Future. Back to the Future. I highly recommend it to anyone who's interested in throat music mashed with Western styles. My favorite track on the album is Little Yurt on the Prairie, and I freely admit that the title is one of the reasons why it is my favorite. That's from Anna. I think you might have missed Friday's show in which we discussed a little bit of Tuvan throat singing.
I missed that entirely, sure. It sounds to me like, it always sounds like, what's the guy from South Park who has the voice box, you know? That's what it sounds like, is that guy.
No, it's not, though. Tuvan throat singers, these people can sing a tritone. Just one person can sing three tones at this simultaneously. It's incredible. It's amazing.
You're coming at us.
Shut up. Fine.
If
you're one of the many people offended because you have a tracheotomy and are now being punked by a happy drug man over here, please drop us a line at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruiser, Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Hey, I had a big nerdy day yesterday. Not only did I finish watching the Battlestar Galactica miniseries?
Yes.
Finally?
Yes.
But we also finished Harry Potter Book 7 last night. You know, I hadn't read them, so... that alone, that's all you need right there. Harry Potter, finishing Harry Potter and finally watching the miniseries. I'm a nerd, dude.
Well, you got to read The Tales of Beedle the Bard.
It's next. It's on the shelf.
Good man.
Yeah, it's on
Good
the shelf. Man. It's exciting stuff.
If you'd like some new suggestions for the vicar so as how he
that
could be...
That aren't 5 years old.
Yeah, well, you know, it never hurts to try. You can always send them in, too, along. And drop by the site for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Maybe start a thread of things that you could do, sir, to pick up your geek cred.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
I'd like that. I'd
make it all
that.
Happen. Come stop by. Of course, be back in just about a minute and a half because Monday means a look at the box office and your geekified news this Monday, July 13th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Good morning, survivors. My name is Todd Rage, and if you're listening to my voice on AM radio, then you are in the middle of a large-scale flesh-eater migration. This area is crawling with the walking dead. Now, they're slow, and they are stupid, but they're relentless, too, and their only goal is to eat your flesh and turn you into one of them. You can only hope to put one down by destroying the brain. Now, the army, it's gone. Government's got no more handouts for you, and there ain't no more relocation stations. You are on your own. Don't trust nobody, and arm yourself. Stay tuned to this station for updates on the migration and where you can go to find safety. Join the resistance and download yourself the premiere episode HG World free from automatic.com or from www.goodmorningsurvivors.com beginning in July of 2009.
HG World.
Hi, this is James Hong. Listen to Gig Radio Daily today.
Or he will kill you.
Evidently, sounds angry.
Gig Radio Daily for Monday, July 13th, 2009. A day with, there's not supposed to be any storms today, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard a forecast.
It looks dark.
I've been on a mountainside. What the hell do I know?
What, were you on a Brokeback Mountain?
No, because I have the family with me, and they don't want to watch that. No, we went camping this weekend. We went to Natural Bridge and did camping this weekend.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Because we like camping. Oh, I got the whole gear, man. I got the tents and the lanterns.
But how
and
do you bring out your generator and Xbox and stuff?
I don't go but so primitive here.
That's true.
The campsites we go to, the KOA campsites we go to, have wireless. So, mind you, I had no battery, so it didn't matter to me. But they do have wireless signals. Yeah.
Roughing
the buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
Something made some huge bank over the weekend.
Yeah, they did.
At least I would presume.
Here's what's at the box office this weekend, kiddies. This past weekend at number 10, The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
Ah, yes.
Made, 1.6 million?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. Sorry. Huh. Sorry about that.
Wow. Anyway, is that the fifth week for that? Am I reading this right?
That is the fifth week,
okay,
yes.
In fifth week. That's fine. Number 10, number 9 in its third week, My Sister's Keeper, rolled in another $4.1 million. The thing only cost $35 million to make, so I think they're going to be in good shape, right?
They're like $5 million over now.
Up, still in the running at week number 7, making another $4.5 million, down 28%. I Love You, Beth Cooper. $5 million, exactly. Look at that.
Wow.
On
the nose.
That's
a new movie, too.
How did they do that? It made exactly $5 million. They had to arrange that. That opened this weekend. Yeah, you'd think that would have done better. It didn't. There you go. And The Hangover in week 6, still hanging on. See what I did there?
I do.
Making $9.9 million.
Craziness. Number 5, last week's number 4, The Proposal, the horrible-looking.
Yeah, we don't need to see that.
$10.5 million. It's made $113 in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
God,
I think it made as much back.
Public Enemies is in at number 4, making $14 million. It's made 66 over 2 weeks. It's a budget of 100. They might get it back, but it's going to be a long run.
I still want to see that.
This week's number 3 was last week's number 1, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, still making $24.2 million after a drop of 42%.
$339 million
over 3 weeks.
So you still waiting on DVD then?
I'm going to
wait for steady?
DVD.
All right, I think I am too.
Number 2, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, clocks in another $28 million, getting it to $120 million total.
Nice.
On a budget of $90 million, so they're doing just fine.
That opened, didn't it, this weekend?
No, that's the second week in a row.
Oh, that's 2 weeks old.
Yep.
Okay.
It's been number 2 for 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
Giggity. And number 1, of course, is Bruno.
Bruno!
Opening at $30.4 million. And if you haven't been offended by Bruno, then you must have kept your eyes closed at one part.
We don't have a budget on that, do we?
No, we do not have a budget on that, which is
couldn't
unusual.
Have been that much money.
So I'm going to say they're already making high, crazy profits.
Yeah, they probably are.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So according to Variety, Family Guy producer and writer David Goodman taking on the task of adapting Hong Kong Fooey, number one super guy.
Wow. Seriously?
Seriously.
Are we going to do this live action?
As far as I could tell...
They're going to put a dog in a gi?
Wouldn't it be better if they did like Scooby-Doo style live action, but CG
That'd
dog
be
janitor?
Funny. All right, that might be fun. Yeah,
and of course...
That.
And stop trying to laugh at this because the man has not, it's not his fault he was named this before it became a bad thing. But only really if they take all the audio from Scatman Crothers back from the show and put it into the movie.
Scatman was cool.
Because that's the only reason we watched. Otherwise, it would have been a very boring show. Scatman Crothers really made that show.
Hong Kong Frackin'
Number one super guy.
Wow. All right, from Newsarama, after being in a three-way... Hey.
Hey, now.
A three-way battle for the role with Bradley Cooper and Justin Timberlake, word has come via Variety that Ryan Cooper and Justin... I'm reading the wrong line. Ryan Reynolds will play Hal Jordan in the upcoming Green Lantern movie.
I am not happy with this, nor does it make any kind of sense, because how is he going to be Deadpool and Green Lantern?
Yeah, well, evidently that's going to put some issues on there, puts a question mark on him picking up that role, because obviously, which is the bigger, what would you rather do, right?
He says he's the big, huge, crazy Deadpool fan.
He did, but which one would you take, given the opportunity?
I, sir, would take Green Lantern, but I'm not the one running around proclaiming to be the world's biggest Deadpool fan. Oh, we're going to make it right.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure it gets done right, just like it was done correctly in the Wolverine movie.
Yeah. So, anyway, I will watch this. I don't know what's going to happen, but Ryan Reynolds right now is the official word for GL.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. Not happy. All right. Apparently, sir, the Toaster Wars have begun, and we were not paying attention. Last year at Comic-Con, they had the Battlestar Galactica toaster.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday's show, we mentioned how this year you can get the Darth Vader toaster, which
is the coolest thing
image
ever.
Of Darth Vader. Well, here comes the Battlestar Galactica toaster Mach 2, which burns the Cylon head thing onto your bread, also burns frack off on there. It is the Sci-Fi San Diego Comic-Con limited edition Battlestar Galactica toaster that you cannot buy at Comic-Con. What? You can only buy it on NBC's website, even though it is the Comic-Con toaster. Thanks for that.
Huh.
Okay, sure. So now that's what we're doing.
You still want one?
We're fighting with toasters. I do, but the Vader one might.
The Vader one, I think, is cooler.
Isn't that little part
too black? Hey, can you set
hey,
all right,
hey
too
now.
Black, too strong.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. From IGN, the WWE has announced their first celebrity host for the flagship USA Network show Monday Night Raw. Tonight, 9 p.m., Raw guest host will be Seth Green.
Yeah,
that's right.
When I think wrestling.
You think Scott Evil, don't you?
I certainly
do. That's right.
Do.
He'll be the master of ceremonies. Robot Chicken Star Wars Episode 2, by the way, set to be released on DVD Tuesday, July 21st. Most likely, Green will try and plug the DVD, obviously, as well as Triple H's special guest appearance on an upcoming Robot Chicken. So, I didn't see that coming, but there you go. Seth Green tonight.
Okay. Well, you know, they didn't give us the flying car, but science maybe brought us something that's just as damned interesting.
Well,
and
it
cool.
better be good then.
Interspace Productions have created a series of unique dolphin-inspired submersible boats that can jump, dive, and roll like a real dolphin. Basically, they're talking a personal submarine shaped like a dolphin just for you. It looks like it should be absolutely fake. It really does. But I have found pictures. I have found video. And please, come look at it on the shows. And you can see the Interspace Submarine start at $48,000 and come with an extensive list of options. And really, you know you've always wanted to be a dolphin.
Spend 50 grand so you can wriggle into the dolphin suit. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that,
I can't
sir.
Say I haven't done it.
Exactly. Geek Radio Daily. Drop by iTunes. Subscribe while you're there. Write a review. Tell us how great the... personal dolphin sub is.
Yeah.
Eat a dolphin sub while in the dolphin sub.
Nice.
Ew, that's just wrong. GRD license, Creative Commons attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Drop us mail, won't you? We love that
Yeah,
shit.
We need some mail,
it's
yo.
Podcast Billy Flynn Vicker, the Bruce of Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Who is this superhero? Sarge?
No!
Rosemary, the telephone operator?
No, I'm man.
Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?